This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can.
You might be wondering, why are we playing Adele? I have a reason. No, she's not coming to concert. I would see that, though, if she was. Keep it going. Let's play this a little bit. All right? Come on, Josh. Turn it up. I like this song. It's good. It's a good song. You know, she's got an amazing voice, right? I mean, we wish the fire were starting. It's kind of ending a little bit. This is Rolling in the Deep. This is by Adele. And we're going to get to the chorus here so you can hear it all because you're probably familiar with it. Plus, I just love Adele's voice, so we can do it. Forgive me, I just have to hear a little bit more of this now. Here we go. I mean, so many different ways to take the lyrics and actually spin it into what we're about to talk about and I'm about to say. This song, Josh Schmidt, the number one song, Billboard's top charts in 2011. This was the number one song basically the last time the Buffalo Sabres made the playoffs. It's still, I mean, it holds. It's a great song, right? It holds.
I mean, I remember when this was number one. I remember listening to it every time you turned on the radio. This was the only song that was playing. So I remember this very distinctly. But yeah, it's been a long time.
I'd totally go see Adele in concert if I could. I think she's in Vegas a lot now, so that's something I might want to do, actually, that I'm listening to the song and like, oh, you know what? Maybe today, later today, get off the radio, do the show today, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and maybe flip Adele on in the old headphones there. Might do that, because she's amazing, and she's still very relevant and good, but back in 2011, she was really on top of the charts, and this song was number one. The number one song, I guess, in the world, worldwide charts, I don't know, whatever, America, either way. And this is Adele, Rolling in the Deep. We're going to have a couple more things for you as we talk a little bit today about this. The Sabres missing the playoffs for a 14th straight year. We knew this was going to happen. It was official last night. And it is kind of, I don't know, I always get the words mixed up, coincidental, and ironic, but I guess I think in this case it's ironic that they're eliminated during a time where they have been playing really good hockey, actually, right? I mean, like, last night was another really nice win, and I get it, like, it doesn't mean anything, and I hear people go, oh, who cares? It's the heroic run to, you know, mediocrity at the end of the season and getting to 500. I get all that. I don't know. I mean, I still enjoy watching them play, and I'm not sitting here rooting for losses. I understand the wins don't really mean anything, but I'd rather see them win than lose, no matter what. and they're playing really well. And here we go again, Josh, which is kind of sucking you back in, thinking that it means something for next year, when in all reality, it kind of doesn't, you know?
Yeah, I'm right there, too, because it's tough, because the past few years have been this, where you're feeling good about going into the offseason, then you come in next year and you just start really low. And it's got to stop one of these years, right? Like, we got to maybe buy into it and be ready for it, and then boom, there it is. You know, maybe we should all just not buy into it, and then next year it'll actually happen. But the way they're playing right now, it's like, it's great. I love, like you said, you love watching it. Like, I don't really care where the draft pick is personally, because this is a draft where if it's not in the top three, just trade it away. Like, I don't even think, even if it was in the top three, you would keep it, because at this point, we've all got prospect fatigue. We're all sick and tired of seeing, oh, who's going to come up here in 2 to 3 years. Just trade someone away, or trade the pick away, I should say, and go get someone that can help you next season. That's what I'm hoping that this win streak, whatever you want to, like, however you want to look at it, this winning run here, I hope that instills them with the, hey, let's just worry about who's on the team next year, not who's on the team in 5 years. Because we've already got that, right? Like, all these guys are locked up. Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin, even like Matias Samuelsson, they're all locked up long term. Whether you keep them or not is still unknown, but especially with a guy like Samuelsson. But like, looking at these prospects and picks anymore, it's like, you got to start moving into the now and not into the future. That's what I hope that this run does, but it never has before. So like, I don't know how to feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they've had end of season runs before, but this feels a little different, and I don't know if I'm just forcing myself to say that or want to believe it, because they are playing so well. And here comes James Reimer, right out of, oh my God, James Reimer, look at what this guy's doing. By the way, Sabres are now 35-36-6, all right? So if you add that up, it's really 35-42 under 500, but they have just as many almost one shy regulation win as regulation losses, 35-36. They are 8-1 in their last 9 games. Okay. And did you look at, do you know where they are right now, Josh, in the NHL draft standings? What pick they would have?
I think around
based
like
a bit without the lottery.
7 or 8.
They're 9 now. They're 9.
Wow.
Okay. But what's funny is I went to Tankathon. If you go to Tankathon and hit simulate lottery, bam, bam. It took me 2 clicks, and they're number one. I'm looking at them right now on top of my in my page, and that's what their chance is, only 5% to get the number one pick, but they are still actually alive for the number one pick. That could happen, but I think you got to refresh my memory. They can get it from that spot, but otherwise you can only go up a certain amount, and there's only a certain amount of teams that can actually get the number one spot. But I didn't think 9 could get up to 1. I have to refresh my rules here on the lottery, but apparently they can, because I just hit sim lottery at Tankathon. I have it. I'll take a screenshot. It actually happened. They moved up 8 spots, 5.0%. So they did win again last night. And how about the season that Tage Thompson is putting together? I mean, first of all, the Sabres have won 5 straight games. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. The only loss in this span was, oddly, at Philadelphia Flyers, who are not good, and the Sabres lost 7-4. They couldn't stop anything in that game. You think about the goals they've been scoring here in this 9-game run. 5-3. Okay, here we go. 5-3-7-4-8. 5-3-6-3 last night. And a shutout for James Reimer last night, who, by the way, did he win his 7th in a row last night? Is that his 7th win in a row?
That's career best, too.
And it ties the Sabres record with Gary Desjardins, who... It ties several others, but I think Desjardins won 9 in a row, I believe is what they said last night in the broadcast.
Yep, it was funny. Me and my dad were trying to guess like who that was, and he got it right away. It was so crazy. He's been a Sabres fan for life, and obviously, you know, I wasn't alive when Gary Desjardins was playing for the Sabres, but yeah, I thought it was going to be
Miller.
No, I mean,
he predates me,
sure.
Really, too. I thought it was Tom Barrasso when they first brought it up, and the reason why is I remember there was a stretch in Barrasso's career where they had a really nice long winning streak, and I'm like, oh, I think it's Barrasso. He was in this winning streak here, but it wasn't him, obviously, and you did have Barrasso and Sove. They kind of, you know, traded off a little bit, so that's probably why. And then, of course, you get to Ryan Miller, and you get to Dominik Hasek, and you think it's got to be one of these guys. Marty Biron had a couple nice runs as well. I even thought Don Edwards. I did not think Gary Desjardins. It goes back a long time. He was a goalie in the 70s, and I think maybe first part of the 80s, but goalie in the 70s for sure for the Sabres. We're going back 4 decades, 5 decades here, actually, for that to happen. James Reimer, I mean, and it does kind of get you a little bit more to a question I'm going to ask Paul Hamilton. And by the way, we'll have Paul Hamilton joining me here at 10:30 a.m. on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good morning to you. Sal Capaccio with you on a Wednesday morning. Paul's going to join me at 10:30. And one of the questions I really want to dive into with Paul is what they really might want to do with the goaltending situation. Because, I mean, I think we're to the point now where do you entertain, and I think they at least entertain, yeah, I'll just ask it. Do you entertain moving UPL? Because I understand that James Reimer is older and it's probably not sustainable, but eventually this is going to be Devin Levi's net, right, Josh? I mean, I think eventually it's going to be Devin Levi's net. The question is it way too early to say, oh yeah, you pivot to Devin Levi next year and you just bring back Levi and James Reimer at his age and he becomes the backup and maybe even, because then you could be back in the same spot you're in right now with goaltending, and that's not a good spot to be in.
Yeah, I think it has to eventually become Levi's net, but I just don't know if Reimer is the right choice to pair with him. If you let's say you do move on from UPL, it's probably got to have a better goaltender to pair with Levi, almost a 1A 1B situation, rather than resting on Levi as your starter next year.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. I think you're right about that. I've always wanted, and it's a little more like I'm kind of biased towards it because I've always rooted for Levi to be that guy and thought that he could be that guy. And now we're in the spot where he's playing really well at Rochester and it's time. But I also understand and respect the fact, and everybody will tell you, goalies at that age, it's just hard for them to become the number one guy. I mean, we kind of thought that maybe last year and into this year, and way too soon for him. Even next year might be too soon. But you're right. I think what you're saying is right, Josh, which is, it's not out of the question he could become like a primary goalie for you next year, but to really just hand him the net and not have him be able to lean on another veteran with him. And then who is that veteran? But this all would depend on too with UPL, because does it do Levi any good to be the straight up backup next year and not getting the reps in Rochester, right? He's going to be an RFA. That was the talk this year. So I think goaltending is a really, really big, interesting spot for the Sabres. It already was, but now we're talking about what Reimer has been doing and what UPL has not been doing this year. And I think you're getting into a really interesting spot here. Money shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be if they were willing to spend it, the cash part, because they have enough money under the cap, on the cap, to be able to go out and get somebody that can be an upgrade if you want and younger over Reimer and have Devin Levi if you want to move on from Lukanen, whatever it is. They can do all that. But that's really kind of becoming the issue. It's not scoring, and it shouldn't be scoring. And finally, it's not scoring, right? You go back, you know, earlier this season, scoring goals was a problem. Do you remember the first three games of the year, Josh? Do you remember they opened up against the Devils over in Europe, right? A couple games they came back against the Kings. Do you remember those games?
Yeah, and they scored three goals in all three, over the course of the three games, and it was tough. It was
brutal.
Offense was brutal.
Yep. They scored one goal against the Devils, another one goal against the Devils, one goal against the Kings. Then they started to pick it up. I'm looking at their game logs right now. There was a stretch where they were scoring 5 and 4. And then there was another stretch where it was just wildly inconsistent. They would have stretches of 1-2 and even shutout. They got shut out in 2 out of 3 games in November. This was when the 13-game losing streak started. During the 13-game losing streak, they could not really score goals. They finally did when they ended it with a 7-1 win against the Islanders. But during the 13-game losing streak, it's no goals, 3, no goals, 4, 2-2. They did have a 6-5 loss in there. 2-2, 3-1, 3-1. Like, they had a bunch of stretch where they didn't score over 3 goals a game. And now suddenly, they're just lighting up the scoreboard and lighting the back of the net and the lamp. And that should never have been an issue with this team, scoring goals. And finally, it's not, right? Special teams and goaltending really have been. Defense, too, right? How you want to parse that. But special teams and goaltending have really hurt them. And then now it's starting to get better. The goaltending is getting better with Reimer. Special teams have been better. Not great. Power play has been better over the last, you know, couple of months, at least since the new year. And then obviously shorthanded Alex Tuch doing a wonderful job. Another shorthanded goal last night. He leads the NHL in shorthanded goals. So Sabres officially eliminated from playoff contention. They will miss the playoffs for the 14th straight season. The actual date of the Sabres' last playoff game, was that Easter 2011? No, I don't think so. Was it? Am I misremembering here? Or was the one right after Easter? Was that what it was? Because they played at home. I'm going to look at this right now. I'm bringing this up for a reason here. The actual date. Do you remember the last Sabres playoff game? 2011?
I do. I don't remember the date, but I do remember watching it and just
I think it was the Easter game was here, and I think, and then they went to Philly and lost, right? So here it is, April 26th of 2011. Okay, so April 26th. The reason why I'm bringing it up, the last playoff game for the Sabres, they actually do have a 3-month jump. They're better than the New York Jets. The New York Jets' last playoff game, Josh, was January 23rd of 2011. 3 months later, and 3 days later, the Sabres played their last playoff game.
Still not the
longest
drought.
Those are the two teams.
Still not the longest drought. We're good.
That's right. That's exactly the point I'm making. Yes, if it makes you feel any better at all, which I don't think it should necessarily, but we did have a Buffalo team a while ago, the Bills, who had the longest current playoff drought in all of North American professional sports. That is not the case. They have the second longest. Did you see? Don't look right now. Do you know the other sports, the longest playoff droughts in the other sports right now? Do you know them?
Ooh.
So you got the Jets at 14 years. You got the Sabres at 14 years. Do you know the MLB longest drought and the NBA longest drought?
I don't know them, but I'm going to take a guess that I think I remember seeing this graphic recently that both sports in the MLB and the NBA are around like 7 or 8 years, I think.
A little longer than that.
Okay. I'm not too sure then.
Saw it recently, but maybe a couple years ago. Because
yeah, maybe that's true.
The Major League Baseball, believe it or not, even with Mike Trout and Otani for all those years, the Angels have not made it in 10 years.
Yeah, no, actually, now that you say that, I remember that. Because our own Zach Jones is an Angels fan, and he always reminds me of his many playoff droughts he goes through.
And then you have the Charlotte Hornets, who have not been in the NBA playoffs in 9 years. Are they going to make it this year? I don't think so. I'm not up to date on the Charlotte Hornets standings here. Where are they right now? Regular season, Charlotte Hornets. Can you look at that for me? I'm trying to find it, and I can't, for some reason, I can't pull that up. Okay, here we go. Where are the Charlotte Hornets right now? Yeah, they're not going to make it. They're 19-60. Whoop!
Oof.
Not the worst record in the NBA, though, by the way.
Really? Wow. What? Did Utah Jazz 16-63.
16-63.
Wow.
Wow. I did not realize this with the Utah Jazz. 16-63. I mean, it's actually the third worst record because the Wizards are 17-62. And then the Hornets are 19-60.
I need you to go look at the Utah Jazz ESPN results page because they have had probably 3 different losing streaks with at least 8 games in each one. It is a lot of L's on one page, that's for sure. This is a crazy thing to look at. If anyone out there wants to look at this, from March to now, the Jazz have won 1 game. Between March 2nd and April 9th, the Jazz have won 1 game over the Washington Wizards. It was 128-112. Every other game they've played between now and then has been a loss.
They started the season 0-6. And then you're right. They've lost 9 straight. Yep, there's a 10 straight right there. I'm looking at their reference page now. There's a 9 straight. There's a 10 straight. There's an 8 straight. I said they started the season with 6 straight. Wow, you're right. 6, 8, 9, and 10 game losing streaks the Utah Jazz have had. They're going to miss the playoffs as well. The Sabres have the second longest active streak drought of making the playoffs. They have not made it since April 26th, 2011. It is better, though, than the New York Jets, who haven't made it since January 23rd of 2011. 2011. How old were you in 2011?
I was 12 years old. I was in sixth grade, and it was funny. I was at my parents' last night watching the game, and somehow we got to looking at old pictures, and pictures from 2012 were what we were looking at. And I have on a shirt in a picture where it says Buffalo Sabres playoffs 2011. And it's got the roster on the back. I remember the shirt very well, but it was just kind of funny, you know, given the theme of the night and the theme of today that I was looking at those pictures last night. It's crazy. I don't remember specifics about the year, but I just remember, you know, the excitement of going to the playoffs and then never seeing it ever again until who knows when.
One thing that stood out to me when I was doing a little research on this morning, I haven't seen many films from 2011 because I went and looked at the top like box office hits. So 2011, folks, all right? Adele, Rolling in the Deep, was the number one song in 2011. The number one movie, Josh Schmidt, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Ooh.
Wow. That is the, I'm sorry, in gross, in it's not the Academy Award winner, like Best Picture, in gross, you know, revenue, income, whatever. So people went to watch this the most. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. You seen it?
I did not see it the year it came out, but I think I've seen that one. I've tried to watch all the Harry Potter films, but they kind of, sometimes they get meshed together. But I remember when that came out, my cousin's a huge Harry Potter fan. She waited at the theater for like the release. She got there and like waited in line. She was like first in line. She was waiting there for like 5 hours or something. It was crazy. But I remember when that movie came out just specifically because of that. So that's pretty crazy. I didn't know that was the movie of the year though, or well, grossing movie of the year that year.
The top five movies, the top five movies in 2011 were all of a franchise. Okay. So Harry Potter, right? There's franchise there. And the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Number two, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
That's a good one. I like that movie a lot.
Obviously, that's part of a franchise. Mm-hmm. Also, number three, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
That movie came out in 2011?
Yes.
Wow.
Number four, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
No. Never seen any of those.
Okay. Number five, actually, tied for five, looks like, pretty much. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and Kung Fu Panda 2.
Interesting.
There's a new Mission Impossible out. Mission Impossible has been going on since like the late, I mean, for many, many years, but the Tom Cruise version, I think, since the late 90s.
I'm a big Mission Impossible guy. I saw the last one.
Those are good movies.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good movies for sure. So, yeah, 2011. A lot happened in 2011. We'll revisit 2011 as we go on today because that was a better time for the Buffalo Sabres. But honestly, like last night was a good time. It's a good time down at the arena. Steve Tasker did a really good job on the broadcast as well. He was between the I've always had this idea. Now I'm kind of mad because I'm like, man, why didn't I bring this to them? But no, Steve Tasker's a bigger draw, no doubt. But I've always thought we should do a little swap where I go in between the benches and Rob Ray comes on the Bills sidelines for a game. That would be pretty cool, right? And then I saw Tasker down there. I'm like, oh, man, that's my idea, but it's good. Steve did a great job. I think better than I could do. I would say that. He was amazing last night. So that was pretty fun to watch that with Steve Tasker down there and to be a part of a win, right? And 3-0, and the Sabres get a shutout with James Reimer. So we are in the spot now where you're feeling good about how they're playing, but they're not going to make the playoffs. And Lindy Ruff said after the game, he's disappointed. Of course, he is. He's disappointed. He said, and his quote basically was, we can't do anything about that now, but what we can do is continue to work on our game. And again, I'll say, that's great, and it makes you feel good, but guess what happens as of April 17th or whenever the last game is? I think that might be the date. After that, Tage has 0 goals again. And James Reimer doesn't have any, you know, well, I guess he could still have a win streak, but, you know, the Sabres are not in the playoffs again, and they're not playing. Their season's over, and everybody's going to go where they go, and guys are going to play in different international competitions, and guys are going to be different. Who's going to come up? Who's going to not be here? Who's going to get traded? And we start the cycle over again, and we hope and wish that it's different next year. It's kind of what it's been for the last 14 years here in Buffalo. So it's fun to watch and cool to see. It's hard to get super excited about it because we've been down here before. Now, if you put yourself back in, let's just say they had been to the playoffs over the last whatever years, and they won a couple rounds here or there, and this was, let's say, the third year of missing the playoffs. It'd feel way different because you'd be like, oh, they're finally back on track. Here we go. Like, yeah, all right, here we go. They've missed it for a few years. Now look at this team they have. Nice core group. They're getting there. But that's not the case because we've been kind of pulled into this before over the 14 years when they had Eichel and O'Reilly and Kane and Reinhardt and that group. And you're like, oh, my God, they have all this talent. And then they had times where they were playing well and they were coming close. And then they came within 1 point a few years ago. We know that. We've had times like this, and it's just never materialized. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton about it. He's going to come aboard here in just about 5 minutes after the next timeout, so we'll do that with him. At 11 a.m. today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Matt Bove, my co-host on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the podcast. Also, Channel 7 WKBW-TV sports director. The reason why I'm going to have Matt on, we are going to talk about, tease, promote, and give you some insight into our podcast we recorded yesterday, which is available now. I don't want you to listen now. You can wait till after the show is over. After the show, you know, whenever you get a chance, when you're not, you know, when you're bumping around, driving around, doing some house cleaning, go listen to It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the latest version. If it's in audio form, obviously, podcast, wherever you pod, that's iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey app, but also on my YouTube channel. Go to Sal Sports on YouTube. You'll see it there. It's our annual podcast we do with NFL schedule maker Mike North. He's one of them. They have a team there. It's an hour and a half long, folks. Speaking of watching these movies, it's a movie, but that's okay. I think it will. Your time will be passed very quickly listening because we get into a lot of stuff when it comes to the NFL schedule. And I got some thoughts I want to bring to you today on the show about it and talk with Matt about it when we get with him at 11 a.m. So we'll do that at 11 o'clock. Matt Bove from Channel 7 and my co-host, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We'll talk about our podcast we did with Mike North, which is available now on all podcast and social media platforms at YouTube channel, I should say, and your audio platforms where you pod. But before we do that, Paul Hamilton joins me. Sabres shutout victory last night. They've won 8 of their last 9 games, but officially eliminated for the 14th straight season from playoff contention. We'll get with Paul Hamilton after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I did not realize how old this song was. So this is Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. It was number 9 on the list of Billboard's top charts in the year 2011, the last time the Buffalo Sabres made the playoffs. Paul, you know this song, Moves Like Jagger? It was number 9 the last time the Sabres made the playoffs.
One of my least favorite songs of all time. I despise this song.
Just the song itself, or
yes, I never liked
Maroon 5.
No, Maroon 5.
What about Jagger? You like Mick Jagger? You like?
I like Mick Jagger, but I don't like this song.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan of the song either. We tried to pick something. I could have gone with Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. I could have gone with Grenade by Bruno Mars. Let's see what else is on here. Just the Way You Are. Bruno Mars was big that year.
Yeah, Bruno Mars would have been good.
There you go. You like Bruno Mars? I like Bruno Mars. Yeah, I'd see him in concert. We opened up with Adele. The number one song in 2011, Paul, was Rolling in the Deep by Adele. You like Adele?
That's fine. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Very cool. It's been a long time since the Sabres made the playoffs, and it's going to be a lot longer. Last night after the game, by the way, Paul Hamilton of the Western Hotline, I thought Lindy struck the right tone. He was clearly disappointed. He said the season's been a disappointment, but they can't do anything about that now, but they can keep working on their game. What'd you feel about the head coach and the way kind of he's approached this last stretch with the way they played, given the balance of the fact that they're not making the playoffs?
Yeah, Mike asked him about, you know, his 900th win, which is one away, and he just right away cut him off, you know, in the pregame show and said, no, I don't care. I'm sorry, but I don't care at all. He goes, he focused on is how he has not been able to fix this, or he didn't fix it in time, I think is the way to put it. And all he's focused on is to moving this team forward and getting this team to the playoffs next year and getting this team to play. You know, we've been debating, and I know I did talked with you about why isn't Lukanen playing? Why aren't they letting him? You know, it doesn't do him any good to sit around. You got to get him right, you know, maybe for next year. And Lindy Ruff's answer to that is we're trying to win right now, and that we're trying to learn how to win. We're trying to learn how to play the game the right way. And if you're going to learn how to do it on a consistent basis, you have to do it game after game after game, period after period after period. And that's what they've done for the most part in March here. Too little, too late, as we all know. But that's his focus, and that's all he's thinking about is getting this team to continue to feel what it's like to play the right way. Feel what it's like when you do play the right way. You get scoring chances. You can score goals. This team has moved up the goal-scoring ladder in the NHL, and it's something that they do pretty well now. Earlier in the season, they didn't do it very well. But so that's, you know, what he is focused on right now. It's like muscle memory. The more you do it, the more it becomes habit. What was their habit for this year and last year? Since this group has been together for 3 years, something goes wrong, panic. Sit back. Don't be aggressive. In your net. Lose the game. That's what they always would revert to. And that's what he's trying to change, that it's muscle memory. When things go bad, you revert to, okay, fine, calm down. We still have time. We can get back into this. Or we just took a one-goal lead. Or we just tied the game. How's that one? All right. You know what? If we got to win the game in overtime, fine. It's not a big deal. We don't have to go running around trying to score a goal right here and now. Uh-oh, we don't want to go to overtime. If you got to, fine. That's part of the game. If you win, you still get your 2 points. You know, if it goes to a shootout, fine. You still get your 2 points, you know, if you win there. And that's what he's trying to do is instead of the muscle memory being, uh-oh, it's, all right, team score goals. We'll be fine. And that's what we've seen in this streak, you know, where they've won 10 out of 13. They've won 16 of their last 20 at home. You know, they get a lead, and they're fine with it. They had to be patient last night. You know, they got outshot. I don't think they got outplayed. My eyes did not tell me what the stats told me. And usually they're about the same. You know, whatever, you know, if the team gets severely outshot, you see them get severely outplayed. And the eye test and the number test usually are pretty close. Last night was the outlier. The Sabres got dominated in shots and shot attempts. I don't think they got dominated in the least. As a matter of fact, I agree with Lindy Ruff. I think they had the better chances. So, you know, but they had to be patient and wait out Carolina. If they would have gotten all, oh, Jesus, nothing. We got to get on the board here or whatever and get all goofy about the whole thing. You know, maybe they wouldn't have been able to win that hockey game. But, you know, they got timely saves, which has been part of this. They played the right way, which has been part of this. They defended fairly well, and they didn't. When they didn't, they got the big save. You know, and they scored timely goals. And they kept on it. You know, they kept getting opportunities. They had some bad luck around the net. I mean, Jack Quinn could get that two-on-one chance 100 times, and one time what happened. I mean, it just went off his stick weird. I don't know if the puck sat up, but he basically shot the puck into the corner and hit the wide-open net to put it in. McLeod put it, you know, he put a good deke on it. He had some open net, but the goaltender came out at him so much, he didn't have a lot of open net, and he hit the side of the net. You know, those things were happening to them. But, again, those things were happening to them earlier in the year, and then they go, oh. And then all of a sudden the other team scores. And then all of a sudden you lose the hockey game. So those are the things that Lindy Ruff is trying to pound into their heads right now. And having some success, it's just, again, too little too late.
All right, James Reimer, 7 wins in a row. I don't believe he qualifies. He hasn't played enough games for NHL actual official leaders. But I was looking at his numbers. If he did, he'd be near the top 10 in both save percentage and goals against average right now. Far cry from that from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Obviously not the season the Sabres envisioned or he did for him. They're getting themselves into an interesting position here, Paul, because an RFA and Devin Levi sitting in Rochester having a good season. UPL, 4.5 going forward here. James Reimer at 37 years old has clearly been outplaying him. What do you see happening and how do they need to approach the off-season goaltending situation?
Well, this is very unfortunate because at the end of last year, it looked like their goaltending was solved. It looked like Luukkonen had taken the number one position and deserved it. I mean, in his last 35 games, his numbers were near the top or on top in some cases of the league. And he had the second most games from January 1st on behind Tampa Bay's goaltender. So it looked like they had their number one goaltender, and then it was a very inconsistent season for him this year. He had some really good games, and he's had games that he'd want back, and where he just – that was the biggest thing that I would always talk about with you guys last year is he always seemed to be there to make the big save at the big time, you know, when he got hot. And it really, you know, made him into what I thought was the number one goaltender. That is what the problem has been this year for him. He hasn't been able to make the big save at the big time as much as he did last year. So
Paul Hamilton, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just didn't want to cough in your ear.
Oh, I got you. I thought I lost you for a minute, but go ahead.
Nope. I was trying.
Go ahead. I totally get it.
I just didn't want to cough.
Let me just say this, Paul. Is there a scenario where you could see the Buffalo Sabres and Kevin Adams – envisioning, and how likely would it be that they look to move on from UPL have Devin Levi as Josh said earlier, like a 1A or 1B, and lean on another veteran, whether that's Reimer or someone else who is younger than Reimer?
Well, I would hate to give up on a goaltender after what he did last year, and then it's just one season after. But they're in flux right now. You don't want to go into the season with ifs. Well, can Devin Levi bring his all-star AHL season into the NHL? Will it translate? It hasn't before, but I don't think they developed him right before. I think they have now, where at the end of last season and this year, you know, they basically left him alone in Rochester. He played a little bit up here in Buffalo, but, you know, they basically left him alone in Rochester, and that was, I think, the right move, and let him go through this year in the playoffs, and he's an all-star goaltender down there. I think he's now up to 7 shutouts, if I'm not mistaken, which would lead the league. And but, again, will it translate to the NHL? His resume says it will, but that doesn't mean it actually will. Can Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen work on his game over the summer and recapture what he did last year? If not, what do you bring James Reimer back? And James Reimer loves playing for this team, and you can tell it's not just, you know, player speak. He really does. He really enjoys playing here. He really likes these guys. He believes in these guys. So he might welcome the opportunity to come back. And if you're honest with him and say, look, if these two kids come to training camp and they prove that they can play in the NHL, we will waive you and give you an opportunity to play somewhere else, you know, and look at it that way and let him weigh his options that way. He might be open to that. But, you know, do you want your starting goaltender next year to be 38 years old, which is what he would be next year when that happens? I mean, is that you got two youngsters, which you've put a lot of money and development time in, and one was part of the Sam Reinhart trade, and the other, you know, was a higher draft pick. You've put a lot into trying to develop these guys throughout the years, and you want to all of a sudden wind up with the 38-year-old goaltender as your starting goaltender. Those are the things they have to weigh with not knowing what these two kids can accomplish for them.
Alex Tuch leads the NHL in shorthanded goals. Just his game overall this year, where you've seen it, and how he fits into what Lindy's trying to do going forward with this group next year as well.
Well, the thing with Alex Tuch is, too, the goals is he's almost up to a career high. I believe he's 2 away, if I'm not mistaken. But the other things, Lindy Ruff, when his first press conference said, it's the one percenters I'm looking for, the things that make a difference in a hockey game, those little things that turn a loss into a win. Not only does Alex Tuch lead the league in shorthanded goals, he leads the league in forwards in block shots, and he's 5 away from setting the NHL record. And he also leads the league in takeaways for forwards. His ability to do that just boggles my mind. I've never seen anything like it in hockey, where he can just sneak up on guys and continually sneak up on guys. You'd think they'd know he's on the ice and he does that, and steal pucks from them, or just simply out-battle them and steal pucks from them. And he talked about, I chatted with him for the pregame about it yesterday, and he said one of the things he has is a longer stick than most. Mm-hmm. And it really helps him in both categories of stealing pucks. And he goes, a lot of his block shots come from his stick, you know, where, you know, he gets the stick in a way and blocks the shot. So that was something that he revealed, that, you know, he uses that longer stick to help him in both areas. But that's what makes him so valuable, is not only just the goals that he scores and the way he kills penalties and he can play on the power play, but the way he does the little things that help you win hockey games.
Paul, why is he not a Selke candidate? I don't think he's ever received a vote from what I'm looking at.
Well, he hasn't always been like this. He also, right? When we discussed this yesterday, talked about how it's something that he really has been working on the last couple of years. Because
he should get some votes this year, though, I think, after everything you just said.
Yeah, because he said the reason being, goes, you're not always going to be on a hot streak. So he goes, when you're not scoring goals, You have to do other things to help the team win. And he thought those are the areas he needed to improve on. And if he could get better in those areas, then he's always going to be a valuable asset, whether the puck's going in the net for him or not, because of those other things that he's doing. And at 29 years old, certainly you don't want to give him an 8-year contract extension. But, you know, with what he's doing, I certainly would feel that he's probably a $7, $8 million hockey player. But you don't want to sign a guy to age 37. So how many years do you sign a guy like that who's that valuable for you? Because, you know, you're starting to get an old age at 30 as a hockey player. A lot of players start losing it at 30. Not all. Alex Ovechkin didn't lose it at 30. Hasn't lost it at 39. Jaromir Jagr didn't. I mean, Sidney Crosby hasn't. But, you know, many do. So, you know, what does that contract look like? And for how many years, you know, when they are able to sign him to an extension.
Sabres back in action against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who they're close to being. I don't think they're officially out. They're not right now, but they will be very shortly, it feels like. But if the Sabres win that game, they'll be within 1 point of both Columbus and the Islanders. And, oh, by the way, and the Rangers and the Red Wings. So you have 79 for the Rangers, the Wings, the Islanders, the Blue Jackets, Sabres at 76. Paul, it's conceivable the Sabres finish, like, literally as the first team outside the wild card. It's conceivable at this point.
Well, through all these years, I've always said you're not going to get all the teams to go into the tank for you, and they never have until now. They all did.
Except the two teams you needed,
the
Montreal
two teams
or Ottawa.
In. Yeah, but the rest of them did. And it's a very weird situation that they all do that for you, that you could vault up the standings rather quickly if you had more games to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even though the favor was done for them, it was just too late for the Sabres. And many folks are, you know, they write me and say, well, what are they doing? They should be losing. Get the draft pick. And
No.
They've done all that. They have their prospects now. They have too many prospects. All these prospects.
Trade the
good.
Damn pick anyway.
Right.
I don't care where it is.
Right. All these prospects that they have, they don't have enough room on the big club to put them on. So now they're capital. You use them for trades. You use them to make your team better, to get those veterans that you need. To me, what Lindy Ruff is doing right now is much, much, much more important than having the number one overall pick or the higher pick in a draft that isn't as good as many drafts have been. They have enough of it. They've got picks down in Rochester, high picks that are progressing, and you know you got to find roster room for those guys or move them to get assets that can help you win now. It's their focus is now, not, well, let's go get a guy who can be a Sabre in 3 or 4 years. That part of the rebuild is over. The let's get a lot of draft picks and draft them and develop them. That's done. Now's the next step. And they didn't take it this year. They absolutely have to take it next year. And if Hellenius, who I think is going to be a good player, he's starting to roll down in Rochester, or even a guy like Austin, who I have been thoroughly mm-hmm. impressed with. But if those guys can get you a good veteran defenseman that you can pair with Owen Power, who can like be his guy and cover his back and always be there for him, so be it. Off the youngsters go, and let's get that guy in here.
All right, Paul, real quick, I got 20 seconds left. Are they just going to shut Joshua Norris down for the year? He hasn't played.
All they keep saying is day-to-day. You know, he's been on the ice, and they keep saying day-to-day. So Lindy Ruff basically, you know, just that's. I think he's tired of answering the question, so he never says too much about it. It's just, well, he's skating today, and we'll see. You know, it's still day-to-day. So they haven't given up. Kozak, probably not. It didn't sound like if he did get back, maybe the last game. But he does sound like he'll be okay for the Rochester playoffs. But it just he's running out of games as far as getting back to the Sabres.
Thanks, Paul. Got to run. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it. Paul Hamilton right there. Brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. I got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Matt Bove at the top of the hour on our podcast interview with Mike North, the schedule maker for the NFL. It was that year? Oh, here you go. Josh has it.
Pitbull, Nadia, Neo, that's right.
Pitbull was big in 2011. He's still kind of big. What is this? Give Me Everything?
Yep, with Neo.
And this was, yep, you got it. Number five on the 2011 top Billboard charts. Billboard's top charts, whatever you want to call it. Year-end Hot 100, I guess, is what it is. Give Me Everything by Pitbull. And yeah, the song's still rocking in the club. You go out, right? I think. I don't know. I'm old now. Haven't hit the club in a while. I was on a cruise ship at a club, though. I think they played this song. All right. I'm talking too much. I got to go to another break. We went a little long with Paul, so we got to get to a break now. And when we come back, Matt Bove, WKBW TV Channel 7 Sports Director, and my co-host, and it's always game day in Buffalo, we have recorded our annual podcast with Mike North, VP of Broadcast Planning for the NFL, head schedule maker. We're going to talk about that and also his thoughts on the Bills and Sabres as well as we creep closer to the NFL draft coming up in just a couple of weeks. Sal Capaccio with you here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.